Retrouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.
Start the party.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Teenagers Radio Show. Today we're going to talk about the news, music, cinema, sports, the gossips, or game about fake news, astrology, and tomorrow's weather.
What a great program! Let's start with the news by Mathilde and Clémence, who are going to talk about coronavirus and free sanitary products in Scotland.
Last Tuesday, the Scottish Parliament approved free sanitary products for all women. It's the first nation in the world to do this. The other countries may take it as example.
Coronavirus. There are about 19,000 cases in the world. The half are recovered, but there are about 1,100 deaths. The virus touched almost all countries in the world, and some of them are in quarantine, like Italy, China, Singapore, and South Korea.
Controversy. Health authorities in California were waiting for a couple of days before to take tests to a woman touched by the virus because she had no direct contact with contaminated person.
News. France has moved to stage 2. A few of schools are closed, all schools trip, and big demonstrations like the half marathon in Paris are cancelled. In Monday, the first case of coronavirus diagnosed in Senegal. Good news and bad news. China pollution go down because of the quarantine.
In the face of infection, there are simple gestures to preserve your health. Wash your hands very regularly. Cough or sneeze into your elbow. Bow without shaking hands. Avoid hugs. Use disposable tissues. Wear a mask when you are ill. Avoid traveling to contaminated countries.
Take care of you.
Let's get on with the music section by Louise, Léonie and Pauline.
The singer to today is The Weeknd, native of Canada, at 13 years old, The Realize, his first single.
The Blinding Light, released on November 29, 2019. This song obtained the first place of the hit parade in almost Europe.
He is partly known thanks to this song, but he did also the song like The Hills. He did duet with Daft Punk, Starboy or I Feel It Coming.
And you, do you like The Weeknd?
Yeah, I love his music.
Let's listen to Mary and Ines, who are going to tell us the news about cinema.
We are going to talk about a film who just came out in cinemas, Bird of Prey.
A twisted tale told by Harley Quinn herself when Gotham's most narcissistic villains, Roman Sionis, put a target on a young girl named Cass. The city is turned upside down, looking for her. Harley, Huntress, Black Canary, and Renee Montoya's path collide, and the unlikely foursome have no choice but to team up to take Roman down. The main actors are Margot Robbie in the crazy Harley Quinn, Evan McGregor, the villain, and Brie Larson. The film director is Cathy Yan, insofar as the film is quite feminist. This woman also realized the film Dead Pigs and According to My Mother.
For the shooting, $100 million has been spent. The film gained $80.2 million in the whole world cinema. The opinion is mostly good. The public loves the humor, the action scenes, and the scenario. On the other hand, the specialists of DC didn't like the film and found the scenario empty. Some of them thought the film was just a way to earn money.
Did you see that movie?
Not yet, but soon.
Now, Tom, Owen and Manel are going to tell us the story with coronavirus in sports and other things about it.
Everyone was watching Liverpool's first league defeat this season in 45 games against Watford, who won 3-0. Leeds goalkeeper Kiko Casilla is suspended for 8 games because of the racist comment against a Charlton player. He disputed the fact, but that was not enough to convince the Federation. We found him guilty of this fact, for which he also received a fine of £60,000.
In a rugby, a meeting of officials of the Six Nations Committee is to be held Monday in Paris to discuss the epidemic of coronavirus and the threat of postponement of the matches of the fourth day of the tournament. Will France play Sunday in Scotland?
In tennis, the English Heather Watson achieved the final of the Acapulco Open in Mexico. She will now face another teenager, Leila Fernandez, in the title match. She is currently the 69th in the world, and she is number one in the England. This is the first time that an English woman has played the final of this tournament.
Let's go on with the new gossips about your favorite celebrities.
44-year-old actress Charlize Theron tells a heartbreaking story when her mother killed her father in an accident. His father was very ill. He came home one evening armed with a shotgun. Then he shot several times on the door when Charlize and Gerda, his mother, were hiding. His mother, who was fed up with the situation, shot him and killed him. Justice validated this act of self-defense. The heroine of Marriage Story, Laura Dern, won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress on Sunday, February 9. Sophie Turner, actress and wife of Joe Jonas, famous singer, expecting her first child. The singer Whitney Houston is back to the scene with a holographic version of her on March 15, 2020 in Paris.
On Monday, February 24, 2020, Vanessa Bryant, widow of basketball player Kobe Bryant, launched legal proceedings against the helicopter company for keeping their flight in bad weather during the concert of American Gigi Didlo at the Carnival of Sao Paulo on Tuesday, February 25. A shooting broke out, causing 2 victims. Leonardo DiCaprio formalized his relationship on Sunday, February 9. With his partner for 2 years in front of the media. After the scandal with Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga formalized her relationship with Michael Polanski, a tech entrepreneur.
These gossips are crazy, right?
Yes, I learned a lot of things.
Let's play a game led by Simon, Louis and Ertugrul about fake news. Who's going to win?
A person died because he did a rocket in his garage to prove the earth is flat. Few moments after he flies off, he crushed him. Info or infox?
Info.
Yes, it's true, it's info.
In United States, according to survey, 28% of the people who are between 28 and 24 years old think the earth is flat. Infox or info?
In Fox?
Yes, there is.
According to a survey, Donald Trump will be elected to the presidential a second time. Info or Infox?
Info.
It's Infox.
The United States of America have 52 states. Info or Infox?
Infox. 50 states. Yeah.
Yes, 50.
There is more case of infection suspicion about the coronavirus in Italy than in United States of America. Info or info?
Info.
No. There is very funny.
After 63 match without losses, Liverpool lose last week. Info or Infox?
Info.
No, it's in it's a infox.
The United States Kingdom don't want to do some negotiation about the Brexit with the European Union. Info or infox?
Info.
Yes, info.
The United States of America and Afghanistan are real peace after 88 years of war. Info or infox?
Infox.
No, it's info.
Okay, Star Wars 10 was announced for the end of the year 2022. Info or infox?
Infox.
Infox.
It's the news? Nine? Star Wars 9?
No, it's info.
Our astrologers are going to tell you everything about your zodiac sign.
It's a Pisces month that we are going to present to you today.
I will introduce you to the character of Pisces. Pisces is compassionate, imaginative. He also has his little fault like indecisive, oversensitive, and but they feel the anxiety of others and easily feel worried to console friends.
Horoscope of the week for Pisces. You will weekend with your friend and you will be entitled to unusual loves. And you will work hard, which explains some insomnia. Some problems imbalance your mood, but keep smiling, this will pass.
Finally, let's discuss tomorrow's weather with Agnes.
As you can see it, outdoor, it's probably raining or really cloudy. Bad luck, tomorrow will be the same. It's raining everywhere in the United Kingdom. The weather is cloudy and wet. So you may think about bringing sweaters and umbrellas because it will be cold too. In the morning, the temperature will stay between 1 and 6 degrees. In the afternoon, the temperature will rise from 7 to 9 degrees. The coldest places will be Glasgow and Edinburgh. It will be kinda cold and windy in the east because of a wind come from Africa. The weather will be stormy in London, and during the weekend, it will start with a cloudy and rainy weather, but wait for next week because it will be not so cold and the sky will clear.
Thank you for listening to our radio show. See you.
Have a nice day.
Trouvez toutes les émissions sur franca-on-r.fr.